to the quarter revisions. We have two items. And first thing would be any pecuniary interests to declare. Seeing none, we'll show that, and if through the meeting you find you are in conflict, you can so mention it. Okay. So item number one is the Collison drain, the new excess culvert. Perhaps you want to take us through it, Gerard?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening to members of council and staff, ladies and gentlemen. At the consideration meeting for our report, we established that the owner wanted a longer culvert for his access, so we provide an addendum dated August 24th, 2012, that provided for lengthening the pipe from 30 feet to 40 feet and extended the top width to approximately a 34-foot top width for better access to the property. As a result of the changes, we provided revised pages to be inserted into our report as part of the addendum. That included page 5, where the estimate was updated to $12,500 to reflect the extra length and backfill required for the wider driveway. We also amended page 6 for the construction schedule of assessment and future maintenance. Because it's a new access bridge, as a result of a severance, of 100% of the construction cost is borne by the owner of the property, but the future maintenance will be shared by the owner on a ratio of 77.1% to the owner and then 22.9% to the upstream lands and roads. We included an amended schedule of assessment that showed the new total with the $1,000 increase for the estimated cost of the project. Then we also modified our specifications to reflect the longer culvert and the different grades that result because the pipe is longer. And we included a revised plan for the report that indicated the longer length of the pipe and adjustments to provide for the wider access that was discussed at the consideration meeting. We're basically at a total cost of $16,900 at this point, and the recommendation is that the report be adopted with the addendum pages and the revised assessment schedule showing the $16,900 total assessment. If there's any questions at this time, I'll do my best to answer them.
Thank you. I guess first we will go to the public. John, did you have any questions?
Well, I just got a copy of it just now, Robert, and I really haven't had a chance to go over it, but everything that we discussed at the last meeting, if it's in here, it's fine with me. A couple of things that have come up. Apparently, the drain is going to be cleaned at some point in time, and we've discussed it with your people, and I requested that the bridge not be put in, or the culvert not be put in, until at least the same time as the ditch is cleaned, or afterwards, so we knew. I think it'd just be cheaper and handier to do it at that point. And the other thing is, there's no grants available for a bridge or a culvert going in like this. Nothing.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, yes. The new agricultural drainage infrastructure program policies do not provide grants on bridges required for severances that occurred subsequent to 2005. Yeah. Approximately that last 6 or 7 years, there have been no grants for new access bridges as a result of severance as part of the policy that Ministry of Agriculture and Food has put into place. Future assessments for maintenance will be eligible for grant, however, same as a standard access bridge on a municipal drain.
Thank you. Okay, John. And what was your first question?
About the maintenance.
The maintenance. Could you speak to that, please?
Sure. In regards to the maintenance, there is a request to do maintenance on the drain, but right now we haven't had any site meetings on that, and we're probably not going to complete that work till 2013 fall.
When I mentioned this to Lou, and Lou agreed that it might be wise. As far as I'm concerned, it's not pressing to have this culvert in at the time. I can get by until sometime in the future. I just feel that we could maybe the contractor that is doing the maintenance on the ditch may be able to do the culvert at the same time. If not, I would prefer that the culvert go in after the ditch has been cleaned up. If it makes sense to me, I just hope it does to everybody else.
Okay, it just means that we're going to be waiting until 2013 before this bridge goes in. So I wasn't too sure what urgency you had for this access,
no,
but
it's not urgent for me.
Okay. Fair enough.
So any comments from council? Yes, go ahead, Diane.
Thank you, Chairperson Pion. It's not a comment, it's basically a question. Do we have a time frame? When we pass this tonight, does it have to be done within a specific time?
Perhaps Dirk can answer that.
The construction of the bridge is at the discretion of council and municipal staff. The only risk you run is that if you delay projects for an extended period of time, the cost estimates may fall out of whack, and then if the project tenders higher than 133% of the engineer's estimate, it would have to come back to council. Based on the economies, the way the economic conditions are today, I don't anticipate any problem waiting for 10 or 12 months to do the job. It should still come in cost effectively.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. The other part of my question was, when we discussed this, I believe it was in July, and I just received a copy of this too, so I haven't had a chance to really go through it. But I think at that time, Mr. Parks wanted us to have something in place in case he wanted to do the work himself to tender it. Is that all here?
Can you speak to that?
Through you, Chair. Ultimately, we've talked to Mr. Parks about that. We are looking at tendering this project out. I guess he's suggesting maybe having the contractor that does the maintenance on the drain to do that work. That's fine also. Problem that you run into in allowing landowners to do the work is that one is insurance and having that workers' compensation for the work. There's issues of letting landowners do the work.
Okay, Ron.
Thank you. Eric, for Mr. Parks, have you agreed to this now that we're just going to tender it out and you're going to cease to try and do it yourself? Or?
I guess my understanding was that I have the option of tendering it.
Yeah.
Necessarily that I want to do the job specifically myself, but when it is tendered, that I have the option of submitting it a tender.
That's what I understood at that meeting as well. Is that correct, Eric?
I guess that would be fine if council wants to do that.
Yeah. I think that's what we did.
If we hold up the bridge and tender the whole drain and the bridge together, will there be an opportunity, you think, for a better price?
I guess I would recommend that we do them separate.
Oh,
they are separate jobs, yes.
I would prefer that, Robert, to have them separate. If the contractor wants to take them on both at the same time, that would be fine, but it'd have the option of two different contracts. I wouldn't say that I would do it myself,
mm-hmm.
but I could maybe approach somebody cheaper.
Okay, that's good. Is this all fine then?
Yeah.
So then we'll go ahead and concur with here. That's not saying we have to do the culvert right away, then.
You're correct.
That's correct. We're just getting another step going, okay?
Yeah.
Yes?
But I'm prepared to make that motion with the addition or the change that
changes that were made.
That were made and may delay the project. If that has to be worded in the motion, that's fine.
I don't know if we should word that in there, should we?
That's my question.
I guess it's up to the landowner's discretion. If he wants to come in afterwards and say that he needs it within the next couple of months, then we can carry on with it without coming back to council. So just leave it without the delay.
Yeah, then that's fine.
Okay, so the motion as is, yes?
Just one question. Are there any objectors to this?
Were there any objections at all to this? None, eh?
Robert? One thing that I could point out, that I don't need this culvert at all. I can't make a deal with Mr. Bouchard on a lease to use his yard and his existing culvert. But I think this was a condition of the severance.
Yes, it was,
and,
if I remember.
Yeah, I think I'm obligated to put it in, even though I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the council has some way of overriding that.
No, actually, we don't have no authority over that committee. Yeah. Do I have a seconder? Did you second it, Diane? Okay. Okay, any other questions from council?
No.
Public? No? All in favor? Carry. Okay. So it will continue on, and we can work with the owners on, Mr. Parks, on when we should do it, okay?
You might want to ask John if he wants to take us for dinner, because we'll have some time between this meeting and the 7 o'clock meeting. No.
I'm not sure what you said, right?
No, I just said, just a humorous anecdote, that you could ask John if he wants us to join him for dinner, seeing that we're going to have some time between now and this next thing and the next meeting. Never mind. I just thought it was kind of humorous.
Let's go to item two here. Second concession, Road Drain North. It's a new maintenance assessment schedule. Perhaps we'll let these two capable people here take us through it. Oh, we got one. Bruce.
I'm just a chauffeur, sir.
Ah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Halliday Pearson. The last work of repair and improvement on the second concession Road Drain North was completed under a report prepared by E.O. LaFontaine, dated August 17, 1979. Over the 30 years since the last report was prepared, parcels have been severed and landowners have changed. The current bylaw no longer accurately reflects this drainage area. To ensure that the cost of future maintenance is appropriately assessed to the upstream affected lands and roads, a new schedule of assessment was developed. This schedule contains an accurate listing of affected lands and roads. It is important to note that the new schedule of assessment was developed using an assumed maintenance cost of $20,000. This amount is arbitrary and does not represent the actual cost to be assessed. Actual costs for future maintenance work shall be assessed against the affected lands and roads in proportion to those shown in the new schedule. Procedures for distribution of maintenance costs for the existing tile outlet protection system, culverts, and enclosures have been described in the report. The cost of future maintenance work on the tile outlet protection system shall be assessed 100% to the lands benefiting from these structures. The cost to maintain legal access culverts shall be shared between the owner and the upstream lands and roads in accordance with the percentages listed in Table 1 of the report. The cost to maintain existing enclosures shall be assessed 100% to those properties adjacent to the enclosure. The cost to maintain the driveway portion of the enclosure shall again be shared between the owner and the upstream lands and roads as listed in Table 1. I would recommend that the Court of Revision confirm the assessments as per the report dated June 7th, 2012. Mm-hmm. I would also be willing to answer any questions of council or the public at this time.
Thank you. Is there any questions from the public first? On the second concession, council, any questions? Go ahead, Rod.
Were there any objections?
No.
No.
We received no appeals.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any questions?
Okay. So then the motion's in order.
Also moved. That the members of the Court of Revision received the report from Bill Zarlinga, dated August 29, 2012, regarding the second concession road north, new maintenance assessment schedule, and further that the Court of Revision members consider any assessment appeals and adopt the schedule of assessment contained by the engineer's report for the second concession road drain north, prepared by Halliday Pearson, engineer Crozier Baird, engineers, dated June 7th, 2012.
And a seconder. Any questions on it? Yes, go ahead.
My name is Lorna Hamill, and I live at 1577 Second Concession North. I was just wondering when they were going to take place for grade in the ditch.
Who would like to answer that? Eric?
Yeah, through your chair. We've actually sent or advertised for the project this weekend, and tenders close next Tuesday, and hopefully we'll get a contractor in place. I'm hoping to get the report to council October 15th, would be the next council meeting, and then hopefully shortly after that we'll start project.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. No other concerns? We'll take the vote. All in favor? Carried. Thank you. Okay. That seems to be all the business, so we need a motion for adjournment.
Move.
Ron and Diane. All in favor? Carried. Thank you, and thank you, everybody.